Christ. Don't we serve a good God? Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Just when I think on his goodness, amen? We serve a good God. Oh, he's worthy to be praised. Amen. Ah, yes. Ah, yes. He inhabits the praises of his people. Ah, give him some glory. Somebody help her give him some praise in the house. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, you can't praise God enough. Yes, he's worthy. Amen, amen. Yes, he's worthy. Glory to your name, God. We give you honor and we give you praise today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. For we serve a good God. We serve a worthy God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And give it honor to our pastor in his absence today. Let us continue to pray for him. And to all our family, friends, and visitors, welcome. But you know what? When they called me this morning and said Reverend Kate won't be here this morning, I felt like the least of these as your, as we stated in our mission reading. I said, wow, he called me and I feel the least of these. Amen. Amen. But as Alexander just sang, Lord, I want to be ready. Amen. Yeah. I want to get my crown. Amen. Yeah. I want to go where God tells me to go. I want to do what God tells me to do. Yeah. Amen. Amen. There is a word from heaven. Job 12:7-10 says, but ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky, and they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hands is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. But church, the question is, sometimes we still act like we do not know. If creation knows, if the animals know, why do we act like we don't know that God created everything with his word? Amen. But have you ever considered the question? How he came to love us so. Me, when I think about how he came to love me so, put yourself in that place. How did he love me so? A wretch undone. Me so, that he gave his only begotten son. How did he love me so? That he died on a cross. How did he love me so? And so we think about worshiping and praising God. And the question is not, will you worship him? The question is, can you worship him? And the question also is, will you worship him? Because he is worthy of all the praise. Amen? Amen. So our scripture today will be coming from Psalms 31:1, which you've heard through 8 in your hearing. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For a subject for you to consider, he is worthy of all the praise. Because see, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, I will will bless the Lord. And so, for a subtopic, if you will, so will I. Amen. Your friend, amen.
Yes.
Well, I ask the question, can you praise God?
Yes.
But the true question is, will you praise God?
Yes.
I will,
yes,
is a conscious decision.
Yes.
Not I will think about it.
Yes.
Not maybe.
Yes.
Not when I get ready.
Right.
But I will do this.
Yes.
Not just when things are going well. Not just because you have favor with the Lord.
Wow.
Not just because it's Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
But I will. When? At all times.
Yes.
Some act like the only time that I will is I will praise God because I have a good job.
Uh-huh.
I will praise the Lord because I have a little savings account. I will praise the Lord because I've been approved for my home loan. I will praise the Lord because I just got a promotion. I will praise the Lord because I have a new car. Oh, yes, it's easy to praise Him when things are going good. It's easy to dance when you receive a good report from the doctor. It's easy to praise Him when your new baby is healthy. It's easy to praise Him when you get your breakthrough. But what about at all times? Can you exalt His name when you've been falsely accused? Oh, they falsely accused Jesus, amen? Will you give Him glory when you've been thrown in prison? Oh, yes, there's some innocent people in jail. But I assure you, there will be no innocent people in hell. Amen? Can you praise Him when you've been beaten, battered, and torn? Can you praise Him when your loved one has been taken from you? For you see, God makes no mistakes. Will you bless Him when your job is gone and you don't know how you're going to make ends meet? Yes, it's easy to praise Him when things are going great. But you see, God allows us to go through the valley of the shadows of death because it makes us strong. Now, when you go through the valley, He don't want you to set up camp. He don't want you to get your email in the valley. He don't want you to do Facebook in the valley. He wants you to go through the valley. Amen? Even though a shadow might scare us sometimes, but it can do you no harm when you trust in God. Amen? How many of you know He will see you through?
Amen.
Because, see, I'm a witness. He sent me through many, many times. You can ask David when faced with Goliath in the valley. And old Goliath was shouting at the army, "Send me a man. Send me a man so that I may crush his bones and feed him to the birds." And all the army was shaking in their boots. But he kept out day after day, "Send me a man." But here comes David, this little shepherd boy who wasn't afraid, who didn't even want the armor. Because, see, he know God had prepared him. God had also delivered his sheep back into his hands from the bears and from the lions. And he knew that God would deliver him from this giant. Amen?
Amen.
So what did David do? He went down to the brook, and he took 5 smooth stones. Well, you say there was only one giant. Well, did you think he was going to miss? No, he didn't think he was going to miss. But you see, Goliath had 4 other brothers. And just in case one of those other jokers decided to show up, he had a stone for each one of them. Amen?
Amen.
David wanted to show God's glory by allowing God to use him. He placed his trust in God. And he's done many, many times. David said, "Yes, I will bless the Lord at all times."
Amen.
David was a man after God's own heart. Are you after the heart of God? These are questions that we must ask ourselves. Then we know that we will trust in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
David knew God as his shepherd. He knew that whatever he need, God will. David also knew God as a deliverer. Amen? And see, David knew that all the praise belonged to God. And see, when I think about the glory of God, I know that he will see me through. It is inexpressible because of who he is. God is God all by himself. He doesn't have to form a committee. He doesn't have to ask anybody. God is God all by himself. Not only is he glorious when he replaces our sins with his salvation, our anxieties with his assurance, our darkness with his light, our despair with his hope, but he's also glorious when he makes a drunkard sober, when he makes a liar truthful, when he makes a prostitute moral, when he makes a pervert pure, when he makes a hypocrite holy. How many of you know that God is God all by himself? So yes, I will bless the Lord at all times. Because you see, there is nobody like Jesus. His love is real. His name is holy. His power is unlimited. His salvation is free. And his spirit is quickening. There is nobody like Jesus. When I consider his love, it never grows old. It never becomes outdated.
Right.
And it never wears out.
Right.
There is no place that his love cannot flow.
Right.
There is no heights that his love cannot go. There is no place that his love cannot travel. Because he will leave the 99 and go after the one. Aren't you glad that if you're the one, he will leave the 99? You see, there is no mountain too high for God that he won't go up. There is no wall that he won't kick down coming after you. There is no lie he won't tear down coming after you. There is no depth that his love cannot descend. And still, the half has never been told. Yes, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For he is worthy of all the praise. Because when I think about it, who else woke me up this morning? Who else started me on my way? Who else put clothes on my back? Who else put food on my table? It was nobody but the Lord. Who else gives us the breath of life? Just breathe in and out and you'll know that God is real. Amen. There is nobody like Jesus. God's grace is different than anything the world has ever known. It cannot be earned, it cannot be deserved, or it cannot be merited. Nor can it be purchased, bought, or paid for because it's priceless. It cannot be achieved, attained, or acquired because it's free. How many of you know that God's grace cannot be bought, amen? Because if I had to buy it, I wouldn't have enough money. If I had to praise my way to his grace, I wouldn't know how to do it. We get so lax and laxed on God sometimes, but we need to give God everything we got. Don't put God on the back burner and say, I'll praise him when I get a chance. I'm busy right now. I'll praise him at night, and night comes, and you know when you start cracking that book open, you're going to fall asleep. You got to praise God at all times. When you're riding in your car, give him some praise. When you own your job, give God some praise. When, even when your children are acting right, give God some praise. Not just when they're acting bad and won't come home. Not just when your husband stayed out all night long, or even your wife stayed out all night long, but give him some praise in the good time as well as the bad time. Oh, it's easy to call on the Lord and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, come to my rescue. Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. But how easy is it to praise God when you're not going through? Give him some praise when you're going through as well as when you're not going through. Amen? Because, see, the good news is the gift of God is eternal life. There is nobody like Jesus. His grace is salvation for your soul. Inspiration for your worship. Meditation for your thoughts. Jubilation for your heart. And preparation for your future. How many of you know that God is going to return? Now, he may not come for you today, but he's coming for you. Amen. He may not crack the sky and come for the world and get us out of here today, but he may come for you today. He may come for me today. So we've got to get ready for God. Amen. Oh, I'm excited when I think about the name Jesus, because some know him when they're hungry as the bread of life. Some know in verse 8, it says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." And when you're sick, some know him as the great physician. Oh, I know him as the great physician. I know him as a healer on my sick bed. Amen. Oh, I got a witness in here today. Amen. Some know him when they're thirsty. And I'm talking about that everlasting water. I'm talking about that water that keeps springing up when you need him. He's always right there. Amen. Some know him as a sure foundation that never shakes. Because he said, "Upon this rock, I will build my church." When he asked Peter, he said, "Who do they say that I am?" Peter said, "Thou art the Christ." And he said, "Flesh and blood didn't show you that." He said, "Upon this rock, upon the fact that you know." That means if you know, you ever heard when they say, "If I know, everybody knows. If I can do it, everybody can do it." Well, Peter, upon Peter recognizing that Jesus was the Lord, he knew that you would recognize him one day. He knew that you would recognize him. So just keep praying for your children, because they will recognize that God is a sure foundation. Amen. He said, "This church is built up of lively stones." This is a spiritual church. And Peter was the first church member. Amen. But when you become a church member, when you recognize that God is God, that's when you become a church member. Amen. So upon this rock, he's building his church. You know, sometimes our children go astray and they do the wrong thing, but never, ever give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't let the devil discourage you. Those are your children. Don't send your children out there and say, "Do whatever you want to do. I'm done." Pray for your children. Those are your children. Amen. And his own children, us, know him as the Prince of Peace, the Deliverer, the Everlasting Hope, a Waymaker. See, Abraham knew him on the Mount Moriah as a sacrifice. Even before he was getting ready to obey God, there was a ram in the bush. Amen. Won't he send you a ram in the bush? Aaron knew him as the budding rod. Isaiah knew him as high and lifted up. Daniel knew him as the handwriting on the wall. But still, how many of you know him as Lord of Lords? King of Kings. Alpha and Omega. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. And yes, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Because, see, he is worthy of all the praise. I heard a song that sings about creation. Because I said, if creation knows, the animals know how to praise God, then why don't we? Why don't we give God some praise? Amen. The songwriter speaks, he says, 100 billion galaxies are born when you speak, God. He said, the vapor of your breath. He said, the planets were formed. He said, if the stars were made to worship, so will I. If creation sings your praises, so will I. If nature knows how to praise him, so will I. If the mountains bow in reverence, so will I. And if the ocean roars your greatness, so will I. If everything exists to lift you high, then so will I. Amen? Amen. And if the wind goes where you send it, so will I. Yes. How many of you know sometimes we'll say, "God, if you just send me, I'll go." Yes. He's going to make a way. He will send you if you are a willing vessel. Amen? Amen. All you have to do is say, "So will I." And if the rocks cry out, and I don't want no rock crying out for me, so will I. Amen. So if the sum of all these praises still falls shy, then I will say again 100 billion times, give you praise. Because you see, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we have no less days than to praise his name than when we first begun. Amen. If you will, stand to your feet.